Chugger Attack. How to deal with annoying charity workers. They follow you in the street. They ask you for money and they don't leave you alone when you try to say no. They are the aggressive street working, fundraising charity workers, otherwise known as chuggers. The term chugger is a combination of two words, charity and mugger. Chuggers often work in the street. They set up a stall with information about the charity they represent and they try to get you to donate money to the charity. Typically, they prey on your feelings of guilt, greeting you with questions such as, "Do you care about the planet?" Or, "When was the last time you did something for someone else?" But a survey of their tactics has found that some charity volunteers are far from charitable. Many chuggers simply refuse to back off when asked to do so, said Brian Jones, a spokesperson for a charity watchdog. One of the problems is that some chuggers say they're working as volunteers, he added. However, they aren't really. Most of the 50 chuggers we spoke to showed little interest in anything other than raising the maximum amount of cash in the minimum amount of time. They get commission from this, so it makes sense. Also, a fifth of fundraisers had no visible ID, and almost a quarter failed to give clear information about the cause they were representing. By employing chuggers who break the law, tell lies, or refuse to leave members of the public alone, charities undermine the trust we all instinctively have in them. But Shirley Bosworth, chief executive of the Institution of Fundraising, said face-to-face fundraising remains an appropriate and effective method. It enables charities to engage with a particular demographic of donor, and it means that charity and donor can enter into a dialogue about what the charity does and how the donor's money will be used, she explained.